receiver from the University of Colorado, number 21, Cliff Branch.
Against Pittsburgh, Ray Guy was fearlessly protected. The Steeler punter was not. And Ubegin's partial block set up the rate of field goal. Then the defense rose up tall.
Stalwart to the left, out to the right of Swan. Split backs. Back goes Bradshaw. He's got time to throw. A lot of time. He fires one that Fuqua can't hold. It is intercepted by Hall. Hall is up from the 25 to the 20 to the 10. He's being run out of bounds on the 3-yard line.
Behind devastating blocking, Clarence Davis put the determined Raiders ahead 10 to nothing. The Oakland defense played with controlled fury, growing stronger, tougher. Every play was a challenge to be met and conquered. Raider execution and emotion were at a level Pittsburgh found unstoppable.
Stabler play fakes, drops back. Here comes the rush. He gets rid of it to Bankston. Touchdown, Raiders! Yeah!
With Pittsburgh's league-leading defense on the ropes, Coach Madden went for the clincher, ensuring the Raiders' Super Bowl date with destiny.
And Warren Banks inside. Here's the play fake. Stabler back. Here comes a blitz by him, but he throws. Touchdown, Raiders!
Yeah! Way to go! Yeah. Great call, John!
Got him down. Now don't let up.
The Raiders never faltered. Number 43, George Atkinson, the NFL's smallest strong safety, played with giant skills and intensity. The Raiders danced deservedly, casting a silver and black shadow across Steeler hopes. No team could deny these Raiders their place in the sun.
The Super Bowl really exists for the Oakland Raiders. All along, they've been thinking it was somebody's crazy illusion. 10 seconds to go. 8, 7, 6, 5, 4. The field is being engulfed by humanity. Time is run out. The Oakland Raiders have made it to the Super Bowl.